Time now for the weekly multiple listing sales update for the week ending August 20th, 2021, single family residences only, just through the Santa Barbara Multiple Listing Service, the 33rd week of the year 2021, the 1,198th week. I've compiled these statistics. First of three categories, new listings. 28 new listings hit the books this week. I forgot to see what's sold and what was in escrow. A low of $825,000 on East Mitchell Terena, and a high of the aforementioned Padaro Lane, $160 million. The Carpinteria house that we discussed in the first segment, four of the 28 new listings were under $1 million. Median price, a low, $1,175,000. Amazing. Second category, opened escrows. 20 lucky people opened escrow on their single-family home for the week ending August 20th, 2021. A low of $815,000 on West Haley. That was the new listing last week. 584 square feet on a 2,226-square-foot parcel. A high, $19,800,000, Vista Oceana Lane. And that was that's also 18 Blufftop acres. And on the market, 757 days in escrow. Two of the 20 opened escrows were under $1 million. Median price, $1,491,000. Also low relative to the year-to-date $2 million sales price. Final category behind door number three, sold listings. 37 even luckier people closed escrow on their single-family home for the week ending August 20th, 2021. We've been averaging 27.88 sales per week, so 37 is a big number. A low of $900,000 on Montrose Place. It's the first house I ever previewed that had raw sewage in the bathtub. And a high of $8,650,000 on Lilac Drive. Three of the 37 sold listings were under $1 million. And the median price, $1,650,000, which is not chump change, but all in all, the median prices for all three categories were on the low side this week. We're at the end of the program. Thanks for listening and listing. Although I do encourage you to invest in real estate, remember goodness is the only investment that never fails. Stay tuned. I'll be back next time at this time for another edition of Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. I am your local realtor. Go to RadioRealEstate.com, RadioRealEstate.com. Search listings throughout California. Listen to past broadcasts. Call me after the program, 805-452-2428. 452-CHAT if you want to buy or sell a property or with any real estate question, because remember, I can answer any question eventually.
We're fortunate that we can give our daughters everything they need to grow and learn, but not every child can focus on classes and play dates.
Nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. face hunger. That's one in six. School lunch might be their only meal each day, and it's heartbreaking to imagine any child going to bed hungry. We're dreaming of a perfect day when kids can smile, play, and just be kids without worrying about where their next meal will come from. Feeding America is working to make that perfect day a reality.
Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste. That food is given to families and children in need. Being a kid should be about doing things that make an ordinary day extraordinary. Learning to play an instrument, building a sandcastle, hosting tea parties. Hunger should never be an obstacle to growing up.
You can help end childhood hunger in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
It's 12 o'clock.